You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
For decades, scientists have been raising the alarm about climate change and urging those in power to move towards the adoption of greener, more renewable sources of energy production. These calls have often been met with fierce resistance from the political right in the United States, with Republican President Donald Trump repeatedly describing climate change as a hoax and reversing efforts to transition away from fossil fuels. At the same time, however, the sun-drenched regions of the southern United States have immense potential for solar power. Many states in this region are now switching to renewable energy sources for simple economic reasons, despite being Republican strongholds. This morning, I spoke to chemistry expert Dr. Ralph Cooney about this growing trend. You've pointed out in your recent article, there's a bit of a paradox about the uptake of renewable energy in the United States. Despite the fact that many Republicans are still apparently skeptical about the reality of climate change, some of the states which are leading in renewable energy are in fact Republican states in the South, Southwest, and Midwest of the country. I thought we could start by talking about the potential for expanding renewables in these areas. Before we even get into the politics, I mean, why is it that these parts of the United States have such potential for renewable energy?
Well, I suppose most of it will be solar, and they're Midwest, and as the sort of states you're talking about, often have what we would call high solar potential, so they get a lot of sunlight, and more so than perhaps the East Coast, for example, the East Coast and states. So I think they have a natural advantage. Many of those sort of drier states, Midwestern states could potentially become major solar exporters, in fact.
I suppose there's a bit of an irony here in the fact that America's Industrial Revolution was kicked off in the northeastern states, where people were burning coal to power their factories, and now it's the South that seems to be the future of solar energy.
Yes, there is. Yeah, there is a contradiction there, somewhat paradox. And indeed, you know, when the first solar panels of the modern type came out in 1954, so they've been around for a long time. So there was an alternative, but it's really it is true that it's only in very recent times, like in the last year or two, where it's become very clear that solar energy and wind energy are much cheaper than the cheapest of the fossil fuels, and that has been the thing that at least the Republican, this sort of sector and the faction, if you like, of the Republicans that are endorsing this approach, that they're tuned into, and they can justify it. I'm sure actually that the number of Republicans who are concerned about climate change, I think there's no doubt it's quite high, but political conformity makes them avoid presenting that as an argument.
As you've made clear there, solar and wind are becoming more cost-effective. There was an article that came out yesterday on RNZ with the headline, New Zealand passes solar tipping point, meaning that New Zealanders who buy solar panels will save more money than they spend. And as you point out in your article, renewable electricity production in the United States will soon surpass gas for the first time. What are the technical innovations that have happened recently that have actually pushed renewable energy over the edge, so to speak?
I mean, the single most important one is that solar panels are basically very simple devices. That, you know, they're science, if you like, has been known, as I've mentioned, for probably 50 years, more than that. And so they're very well established. It doesn't need to be refined, or rather I would say that they're quite viable economically as they stand. And what has happened in the last few years is the mass production of those units, particularly in places like China, where the actual unit cost of producing a panel has dropped precipitously over that interval of a couple of years. And so suddenly they're very much cheaper than they were. And in fact, we may not have seen the bottom of that curve. I think it's quite likely they'll continue to get cheaper and cheaper. The World Economic Forum a year or so ago was following the rate of decrease in the cost of solar panels and the ability of companies to mass produce them relatively low cost. And the World Economic Forum projects that the costs are going to continue to decrease into the future for some time. So they're actually going to get cheaper.
So do you think that this kind of technology will eventually reach a point where renewable energy sources are adopted around the world mainly on a cost-saving basis, and the climate change argument will become sort of secondary or fade into the background?
Oh, I think the evidence, the scientific evidence for climate change is so categorical that it's very hard to actually, I'm a scientist, the evidence for that has been published for the last few years by NASA before Trump downsized it, was categorical. I mean, I think most people hear that evidence. I give a lot of community talks. No one ever asks the question afterwards. They just walk away, oh, okay, now I understand why it's so certain. So I think actually the two processes will go together. And in fact, I think a lot of the Republicans who are saying, you know, we still think it's a sham because the boss says we must say that. But actually, I think 90% of people with common sense, including Americans, will, and probably already do to a degree, accept that the planet is warming, and there is virtually no doubt about that. And it's caused by CO2, which acts like a kind of heat sponge in the atmosphere.
Lastly, I was wondering if you had any thoughts or comments on Elon Musk. He strikes me as an unusual figure in the political landscape in America. As you've said, the political right in the United States has long been resistant to green energy, but Elon Musk has long been an advocate of renewables and, in fact, runs an electric car company. But for the past few years, he's been strongly aligned with the political right. Do you have any thoughts on Musk, and do you think he possibly represents the future of the Republicans?
I think that Musk is typical of a certain faction of the Republicans. That I'm absolutely certain that he understands the arguments for climate warming and accepts them. And so I think the future lies with people who actually understand that it's really happening, and secondly, that renewables will play a major role, including EVs in the case of Elon Musk. But I thought what he did in those early days where Trump got him to go through as an efficiency driver, I think probably did so much damage that I think it would be difficult for him to make a comeback on the public. I mean, the Republicans might think he's a hero, but I think the American population generally probably has a much greater question mark about him.
That was Emeritus Professor Dr. Ralph Cooney from the University of Auckland.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.